When Governor Scott Walker spoke to the Republican National Convention last night, it was hard to miss the similarities to his 2015 speech in Iowa that launched Walker's short-lived presidential campaign. As he did in Iowa, Walker stepped away from the podium to address the crowd. His cadence was similar, and the speech even recycled some lines from Walker's presidential stump.
If conservative reforms can work in a blue state like mine, they can work anywhere in the country.
For someone whose Wisconsin approval remains low and whose federal campaign remains mired in debt, Walker continues to project high ambitions. But whether he'll even have the chance to run for president in any meaningful way remains an open question. Iowa Congressman Steve King is the controversial social conservative who hosted the event where Walker gave his first big speech last year. King thinks Walker has a chance to launch another presidential bid because of the way he ended the last one.
He came out of our event January 24th of last year and popped to the top of the polls almost immediately. That's a pretty heavy burden to have to take on right away. He had to get tooled up to carry that. And I think he came to the realization very early on that it wasn't going to work this time. And that decision that he made was, it was strong, it was bold, decisive, definitive. And I think that keeps his options open for another time.
But if Donald Trump loses this year, and 2020 is another wide-open primary for Republicans, Walker would face new opponents. House Speaker Paul Ryan, who decided to stay out of this presidential race, could decide in 2020 he wants to get in. If it's a choice between those two Wisconsin Republicans, former Governor Tommy Thompson says the decision would be clear.
If Donald Trump does not win in 2016, Paul Ryan will be the candidate in 2020. I'm pretty certain of it, and I will support him.
Pressed on whether Walker has a future in state or national politics, Thompson steered the conversation back to Ryan.
Well, I think Scott Walker will always have a place in the Republican Party in Wisconsin. I don't know nationally. I think Paul Ryan's got a much better path to the White House.
Pressed on a similar question about Ryan versus Walker, Milwaukee conservative talk radio host Charlie Sykes had a similar take.
I think that Paul Ryan is the intellectual leader of the conservative movement and of the Republican Party. However, I think it's very, very difficult to run for president from the position of speaker.
The speakership, Sykes says, will force Ryan to make compromises, and those compromises won't help him with the Republican base. Another issue for both Ryan and Walker, Sykes says, is that they've both endorsed Donald Trump. Sykes is an outspoken Trump opponent. Until recently, Walker and Ryan were Trump critics, too.
I think they're making the calculation, you know, that they will keep their credibility with the Republican base by endorsing Donald Trump. I would suggest that that it's more complicated than that. I think it's going to be very hard for them to wipe off the Donald Trump stink.
Scott Walker used his speech at the Republican National Convention to praise Donald Trump. Other Republicans are making different calculations. Ted Cruz declined to endorse Trump and used his speech to call on Republicans to vote their conscience in November. Cruz's speech dominated national news. Walker's was largely an afterthought. Reporting from Cleveland, Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.